The ophthalmology department, or as we probably know, it's something to do with the eyes, and I'm joined by one of the matrons here at Ashford Hospital. Your name is?
Dorothy.
So Dorothy, can you explain briefly what ophthalmology is all about?
How long have you got, Andy? Ophthalmology, you can see that the eye is very small, but it's a massive thing to talk about. So I'll talk you through our services we provide here. So the most common things people know about is coming in for cataract surgery. But apart from cataract surgery, we do much more. We see children with different kinds of eye conditions, and even with the adults, we with people with diabetes have eye problems, we have people with retinal issues, and the front of the eye that you see very nice and clear, we call it cornea. People with cornea problems as well, we see them, and we do squint corrections. You know, sometimes people have eyes that don't work together properly. We do the corrections here as well. We do laser surgeries as well. We see patients with glaucoma. So as I said to you from the beginning, Andy, how long have you got?
There's a lot to do with eyes. Patients who are coming here to visit, how are they referred?
Right, usually they go to the opticians. Opticians then spot whatever the issue is. Then the opticians will send referrals to the GP. So the GPs then, with a cover letter, refers them to the hospital. Then the hospital, it gets to the appointment department, and then they will direct the appointments to the various consultants who are able to see these patients. Yeah.
Now, I know there's ophthalmology here at Ashford, there's also at St. Peter's. Is there any difference between the two departments?
No, it's one big department. We operate on both sides to give accessibility to patients, all patients. And very soon we'll have a branch over in Woking as well, so to reach the wider community.
That's right. So, recent planning consent being given at the Woking Hospital. So, you're going to be spread, not thinly, I'm sure. I'm sure there's lots of you, isn't there?
It's lots of us to cover all the sites, yes.
Brilliant. And roughly, when you have a clinic, how many people are in the clinic?
It depends on the number of consultants and the types of clinics going on. So if we have 10 consulting rooms going on, we have 10 patients coming through for a session, that means we have 100 patients between 8:30 to 12. And then we have the same session in the afternoon as well.
A busy little department.
It is a very busy department.
And obviously today people are finding out a lot more about their eyes. So
exactly.
Things that you need to do that keep your eyes healthy, what would those be?
Just eat good. All the greens, carrots, all your vegetables, just and wear protective things when you are welding or doing any manual jobs, protective things to avoid objects getting into your eye.
All right. And obviously at the moment it's autumn, but in the summer, sunglasses?
Sunglasses, yes, please, yeah.
All right, definitely. Thank you very much for joining
us,
Dorothy.
Thank you, Andy, for visiting the ophthalmology department.
That's